You're listening to the audio production of Merlin's Shadow by Robert Treskillard, published by Blink and read by Simon Bubb. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com. Merlin's Shadow. For Robin. Psalm 33, verses 20 to 22. The story so far. The stone. In 407 AD, a meteorite crashes to Britain, depositing a black stone in a crater which fills with water to become a mysterious lake. In 463, Merlin's mother supposedly drowns in the lake, and her body is never found. Morganthu. The arch-druid finds the stone in 477. With it, he can enchant the Britons, and intends to restore the power of the druids, starting in Merlin's village. Merlin, the swordsmith's son. Half-blinded by wolves 7 years ago, he is protected from the stone's enchantment because he can't see it. Despite his weakness, he begins to fight against Morganthu and the stone. Natalinia, the 17-year-old daughter of the Magister and Merlin's love interest. She must see beyond Merlin's scars to his courageous leadership and join with him to fight the stone. Gunaida, Merlin's 9-year-old half-sister. She seems to have an affinity for wolves. Garth, a friend of Merlin who is an orphan and a rascal. He lives at the abbey and despises the abbot's discipline. He is the first to be enchanted, motivating Merlin to fight against the stone. Owain, Merlin's father and a swordsmith who deserted the High King's warband many years ago. He also becomes enchanted by the stone. The Blade, made by Merlin's father, who gives it to the newly arrived High King Uther to appease his wrath. When the king is not satisfied, Owain gives Merlin to him as a servant. Uther, the proud High King and father to Arthur. When the druids prevent the villagers from swearing fealty, he cuts off the head of Morganthu's son. Morganthu swears revenge. Colvarth, the king's bard, a former druid and now a Christian, who agrees to mentor Merlin. In his new role, Merlin advises the king to destroy the stone. Vortuggan, a battle chief. He is enchanted and betrays Uther and Arthur to the druids. Arthur, the young son of King Uther. Garth sees Morganthu's cruelty and his plan to murder the royal family, and saves Arthur's life. Dibris, a monk who works with Merlin and Owain to take the stone and destroy it before a key druid ritual could increase its power. He discovers the other monks were caught by Morganthu and will be burned to death during the ritual. While trying to free his fellow monks and remove the stone, Dibris and Owain are captured, leaving Merlin to try and save everyone on his own. In the end, Merlin conspires with a sympathetic druid named Kagek. Connek, a thief hired by Morganthu to kill Merlin and by Vortuggan to kill Natalinia after she refuses to marry his son. When Natalinia visits the mill to borrow a mule to haul the stone away, Connek hides there and tries to kill Natalinia, but he dies when the millstone falls on him. The Murder. During the druid ritual, Uther and Owain are to be sacrificed to the stone and the monks to be burned. Vortuggan hides his men and arrives to make sure Uther is dead. When he finds the High King alive, he intends to kill him, and after a brief skirmish with Merlin, he succeeds. The druids, cheated of their sacrifice, attack. Vortuggan calls his men to fight. The Escape. The monks are freed by Kagek's friends, and Owain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?